welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. We've got, can we get some 80s primetime TV sound effects in here, please? A very special episode of the podcast for you today, as we're joined by Mark Snyder, frequent guest of the podcast, of course, and country executive for Ingram Micro Canada. Snyder, if you missed the news a couple of months ago, will be leaving the Canadian channel community over the next few months. He's accepted a new role heading up the EMEA business for Ingram, so we figured this would be a good time to check in with them. We think of this in many ways as the exit interview for Snyder as he moves into his new role, and in it we talk about some of the highlights and high points of his time in the Canadian channel, how his time here at Ingram Micro Canada will inform and shape his work in the new role, and the transformations, both business-wise and personally, he's seen in his 20 years with Ingram Micro Canada. Snyder talks about his successor leading Ingram Micro Canada, Bill Brandel, for whom he's served as mentor for some time, and offers his feelings for the state of the Canadian channel as he takes a step back from it on an everyday basis and moves into a new role. Should be a good chat, so here it is, our conversation with Mark Snyder. Right, we're joined now by Mark Snyder, currently head of Ingram Micro Canada and soon to be heading up Ingram Micro EMEA, or has that change already happened, Mark?
Hey, Rob. Yeah, we are going through that transition right now.
Perfect, perfect. Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and always a pleasure to chat with you. I hate to start things off with a little bit of an inside joke here, so please bear with me, listeners. This seems like going an awful long way just to avoid Air Canada Rouge.
Yeah, exactly. No comment.
Okay, take the safe bet. Why don't you? So as shared and as we've covered in the past, Mark is moving on to a new role, heading up EMEA for Ingram Micro. And Bill Brandel will be moving into the Canadian role. I guess maybe let's start with that. How were you informed of the change? How were you asked to take on leadership for EMEA?
Well, Bill, this is a part of a broader restructure for the company. We are going into three main regions or country groups. So it's very logical when you look at the globe that we have one for the Americas, and Paul Bay will be leading that. So Canada will be in with the U.S. and, you know, down through Latin America. We also have Asia-Pacific region, and then EMEA, which is the Europe, Middle East, and Africa. So I'll be leading up the EMEA organization, which is made up of 10 country chief executives, so people who had similar roles to mine in Canada, but they lead various countries across EMEA.
All right. How long is this? Has this been in the planning stages?
We've got a pretty extensive planning, career planning system at Ingram Micro. Mm-hmm. So definitely from my perspective going, I knew I would be in the mix at some point if opportunities came up. But there are a lot of moving parts with this, one of which is Bill Brandel, who's coming to Canada. Mm-hmm. I had been working with Bill Brandel as a mentor for over 5 years. And because of that, was pretty well acquainted with him and his capabilities to know that he would do a great job coming in to run Canada after all.
When do you take the reins for EMEA?
Well, it's ongoing right now, as I was saying. For the last month or so, I have been working with Bill from the announcement to integrate him into the Canadian organization. So this has involved meeting Ingram Micro Associates in our offices in Toronto and Richmond, also visiting the warehouses in those places and meeting with customers and vendors. So the last part as far as vendor meetings will be going over the next couple of weeks as well, but obviously the European priorities are starting to get in the way as well as I start to do that. So we're working pretty closely with that group right now and taking over the reins of EMEA.
Gotcha. Okay, and it's an interesting structure in that you'll be running EMEA, but primarily, obviously, I imagine you'll be making hops across the pond quite regularly. But you'll be largely based in California.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that I'll be in three places for the next while, which will be I'll be in Europe, and I'll be in California, and I'll be on a plane, I think, between them. But when you look at the structure there, we've got really strong chief country executives, and in this structure, they're really running their own show, and this is why we've titled them with that title of chief of their organization. So, you know, at Ingram Micro, they cover off not just the advanced technology side, but also mobility and lifecycle services, supply chain area for us as well. So, and in cloud. So given that every chief executive runs this as their own business, there's more oversight coordination rather than, you know, rolling up your sleeves and getting right into the country with them. The people are quite capable of running these businesses on their own. I think they look to me more for coordinating our overall resources. All the resources come to bear at Ingram Micro and making sure those strategies are available to all the country executives where needed.
All right. And it sounds like those are sort of the early days priorities for you is getting that structure, that new structure, because as you mentioned, this is kind of a new theater way of going to market for Ingram. Can you talk about sort of what you see as your early days priorities moving into your new role?
I think that's where all the opportunity lies for us. Putting the countries back together, they were reporting off into other executives. And now what we've done is gone with alignment that fits almost exactly where most of our vendors are aligned. So you really see this as being an opportunity to align with the vendors and their strategies. And so I have started off, of course, meeting with all my direct reports. We're going to be getting them together next week. But also I have been calling out to the vendors to see what their priorities are, you know, how we can look at the EMEA region as, you know, one entity and work together as a team to move that forward. So that's what our associates are most excited about right now.
It's quite a compliment for a Canadian to be called up to lead a theater like EMEA. I would have to think, just judging by the fact that there are several markets in EMEA itself, quite a few actually, that are larger on a population basis, certainly on a GDP basis, certainly, and I think on an Ingram Micro business basis as well, than is Canada. It's quite a compliment for you and your team.
Thank you. Canadians have done well at Ingram through the years. You know, right now our head of cloud, Nimesh Dave, is actually a Canadian as well. It's, you know, Rene Bergeron in cloud, and our CEO in past has been Canadian. So we played a prominent role there, but we're actually a very international organization that way, with our current CEO being originally from France and spending time in Asia Pacific as well.
Good point. Can you talk a little bit about how you see your experiences with Ingram Micro Canada shaping what you guys will be focusing on and doing, and kind of how you'll do what you're doing for Ingram Micro at the EMEA level?
Well, first of all, it's been a fantastic experience running Canada for Ingram Micro. As you can imagine, I think it's the best job in the industry here. And when I look back over the 7 years, really the relationships that we've developed together, not just with, you know, customers and associates, vendors, right across the ecosystem, has made it feel that, you know, Canada is kind of a well-oiled machine. So when I look back at accomplishments and things I'm proud of, I think, first of all, is the strength of the team here. As Bill comes in, he inherits a team that's strong in areas of, you know, finance and logistics, you know, the warehouse, HR. He's got a strong background in advanced solutions, and I think he's going to fit in well with the focus that we've had in that area.
Let's take a little bit of a walk back through your time in the Canadian organization. Obviously, you came into co-running and then later taking over sole possession of that sort of country manager, GM, vice president of country manager position after a while, where Ingram had certainly been going well, but there had been a lot of leadership changes in a fairly short amount of time. It seems like you and the team that you guys have put in place have kind of created that sense of stability over the last half decade plus.
Thanks. It really has changed a lot when you take a look at the industry overall during that time, though. So I think that's the exciting part of it. As we look back to when I had first taken over the role, and this was really just the state of distribution at the time, but a lot of it was focused on, you know, the warehouse and inventory. And when I take a look now and see that, you know, first of all, cloud computing making up a greater percentage of our efforts and our results. But also what goes on in our warehouse now is very complex, more driven towards solutions. When you can go through our warehouse now and you can see solutions being put together for mobility, you know, obviously complex server solutions, and the percentage of the warehouse now that is dedicated to that as opposed to classic pick, pack, ship is astounding. So I think the most gratifying part of that is we've been able to navigate these changes and always being changing internally, even though we have a regular business to run as time goes on as well. So having a team that's able to be adaptable like that, make change, has allowed us to be at the top of the distribution market in Canada through these years.
All right. What do you see as some of the sort of top highlights of your time with Ingram Micro Canada, whether it's from your time as GMVP or back to, you know, when you first joined the organization? Just curious to get what you thought is some of the top career highlights for the Ingram Micro Canada phase of your career.
Well, I'd say number one is probably the TrustX Hall of Fame award I received a couple of years ago. I think the TrustX, previously the Venture Tech Network Group, has really come a long way in Canada. Over the last years, the Canadian chapter has won each year the Chapter of the Year award. So right from the West chapter to the Maple Leaf chapter in Ontario, and then the Fleur-de-Lis last year. So I think that would be one of my proudest accomplishments and most gratifying thing, working very closely with that customer set. So that would be right up there. I think as well the development of our logistics business, which is not traditional. We don't get a lot of airplay for overall. There are months now where we ship out more shipments that are through our logistics business and through our classic technology business. So I think that has been quite a change as time goes on. And to me, that has been a seamless transition. Really, we've developed in that area by being able to offer multiple solutions to customers and having them pick the customized solution they would like. And that's far different than what we were doing 10 years ago in this industry.
Throughout this, you've kind of shared a few times your thoughts on the status of Ingram Micro Canada and of Bill Brandel's incoming leader as you move into your new role. But you're curious to get your overall thoughts on kind of the status of the channel as you see it here in Canada as you move into your new role heading up EMEA.
Well, it's interesting when we look at, say, GDP or even looking back on growth rates that are mentioned by IDC, constant seems to be the reselling community in Canada is doing well, right? We don't see the bankruptcies. We've seen some acquisitions, and the acquisitions seem very intentional from people who are ready to exit the business. But we don't see the people being acquired because they're under distress in our marketplace. Now, one constant, it seems to be from the time I joined Ingram Micro in 1995 until now, is that at every event we go to, it's the resellers who have the nicest cars in the parking lot. So they seem to be doing well. But when you go into their businesses, they transform the way they work as well. So it's on recurring revenues, cloud solutions, even just selling solutions overall. They've really been able to be ahead of the market here, and that's given the industry some stability overall. You see the pace of change amongst the resellers is great, but when you see the resellers who are successful, a lot of them have been successful year in and year out as their businesses have transitioned. So I'd say from that respect, very strong market in Canada still, right? Even if you look at the overall revenue, sometimes with an NPT, NBD, or IDC data may look like it's flat or just slightly above. I think the profit levels for resellers have been very strong, and we have a very strong reseller community here in Canada.
That bodes well, certainly. At 25 years with Ingram, you've certainly seen, and you touch on some of them, some significant changes in the business, in technology, and in the business model that solution providers go to market with. Can you kind of compare and contrast the conversations? Obviously, they've changed over that time because of your experience changing as well. But how has the conversation that you have generally with resellers changed in that time from 95 to now?
I think the trust level has really gone up from the mid-90s. Back then, take a look at things like configuration. So I remember when we first started doing a lot of configuration, there were resellers who had their own configuration labs. They've invested in those labs and looked at it like, you know, Ingram Micro was coming in and equalizing the playing field, which we were doing, but which was something that was going to happen eventually. As time's gone on, some of those same customers have been our biggest configuration customers, right? Because they could see that they could use it on a utility basis. Ingram was there as a bigger partner, and right from the start, we've always been clear that we had no interest in going to end users. And so the more value we add is not a move in order to get closer to their end users for Ingram's purposes. So I'd say, you know, during that time, as we've come out with more solutions, you know, things around licensing and, you know, cloud, I think our and professional services, I think our customers are pushing us to do more as time goes on. They're very open to us taking over these parts of their business because of the trust they've had in the distribution model.
Interesting insight. All right. Top of mind, that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, as well as to thank you for your time over the years with Ingram Micro Canada. You've certainly always been available for an interview to get your thoughts, and very much enjoyed chatting with you. I'm sure we'll still be in touch in your new role and look forward to seeing how that's going. Before we sign off, any final shout-outs you'd like to give to the Canadian channel on this podcast?
Well, definitely to them, I'd say thanks to everyone that I've been involved with through my career here. I've got some wonderful goodbye conversations with people, you know, reminding me of how close you get through this kind of a job with all the people in the customer and vendor community in Canada. But I don't expect in my career ever to go through this level of deep relationship again. I think having this amount of time in my home country has been a rewarding experience for me. I would like to thank everybody for their support as I make this move.
Thank you very much, Mark. Much appreciated, and good luck in your new role.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
So there you have it, the exit interview with Mark Snyder. I think it was a good one. You know, a few years ago, Mark did a presentation that was itself done in a style kind of parodying Ingram Micro CEO Alain Mollet's own presentation style, which frequently played on Monet's own globe-spanning careers, which has seen him live in a number of countries over the years, and he'd point to that. The gist of Snyder's parody was that for all of his adventures in his career, he's always, pretty much from birth to present, lived in the same region of Toronto. Clearly, that presentation's going to need a little bit of an update as Mark moves to the mothership in Irvine, California, and from there to spending a lot of time in Europe. On a personal note, Mark has been a great friend and ally to this site and to me personally in my time running channelbuzz.ca and for a couple of lives that preceded this one as well. So I'd like to wish him well in his new adventure and thank him and Ingram Micro Canada for all the support over these years. I'm sure we'll still catch up with each other at some industry events, and I'll look forward to hearing how your new adventures go as Mark, and don't worry, I'll keep you up to date with what's going on the Canadian channel as best I can, and of course, with all the joys of Air Canada Rouge. Well, that's about it for this edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. We'll be back very soon with another edition, but until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.